Captain like that one.
No, it was great.
It was.
It was a hood capper.
All right, so we're going to start. You ready? Are you ready? All right. So we're going to start this morning with some questions. Now, those of you who weren't here last week may not have a clue. Okay? So, does America have a gate? If you look at America, if you go into a yard that's fully fenced, right? You got a fence all the way around that yard. And you got a gate usually to go in, right? Does America have a gate? Now, those of you who were here last Sunday say yes. Some of you are looking like, what are you talking about? Well, where is it? Where's our gate at, Karen? You don't know? Okay.
Am I going to have it?
Bob, where's it at?
New York City.
Why is it there?
Because that's where all the commerce, the main commerce and the stock exchange and just everything that controls this country is.
Okay. And that's where, historically, millions of people have come to Ellis Island. Statue of Liberty, right? What's so important about a gate?
It keeps the bad people out. And the good people in.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so you're trying to keep us in.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I said it wrong.
It's all right. What's so important about a gate?
You can open and close it.
You can open and close it.
That's right.
That's right. That is right.
So we're going to talk today about the towers. The towers. Do you know what a ziggurat is? Or ziggurat, however you pronounce that word. Now, I have my own language, you know. Ziggurat. What is it? Anybody hear of it? Okay, here's what it is. It's a terraced or stepped tower made of rectangular sections, each one smaller than the one above it. Now, we have some very famous ziggurats in our world. Who knows what they are? How about the pyramids of Egypt? Right? Now, let's look at it again. A terraced or stepped tower made of rectangular sections, each one smaller than the one below. So those are ziggurats. Genesis 11:4 says this, and they said, come, let us build a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. By the way, that's what God did too. He scattered them over the face of the whole earth. He gave them different languages so they couldn't communicate. So the real question out of that verse is, let's dissect a little. Let us build ourselves a city. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think I heard whatever God's will is. I didn't hear that. Let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top's in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves. What does that sound like? Pride. It's all about us. It's all about us. Lest we be scattered. So they knew what was going to happen. See, God's command in Genesis earlier was, go make babies. Let's just say it like it is. And spread out. And what these people are saying is, we don't want to spread out. We want to stay right here. And so we know the story of the Tower of Babel. God said, oh, that's not good, so I'll just go down there and give them different languages, and they won't be able to communicate, and then they'll go their separate ways, which is what happened. Remember also, the Bible clearly says that man, every nation has its own borders. God is a nationalist, not a globalist, by the way. Man is a globalist, not a nationalist. And if you look at what's going on in our world, you've been hearing about it since probably President H.W. Bush it's all about the global stuff, right? Well, it's not. In God's way, it's national. Okay? Now, what arose in New York City after the destruction of the Twin Towers was a tower. It ascended to such a great height it looked like it would touch the sky, the clouds. Then it stopped. The word tower, by the way, in the Bible, in the original language, is Migdal. M-I-G-D-A-L. Okay? It comes from a Hebrew word root, Gudal. G-U-D-A-L. Gudal speaks of greatness. Greatness. It literally means to become great, to increase, to be enlarged, to be lifted up, straight up. And by the way, the root word gadol can be translated tower. The people of Babel sought to build a tower to make a name for themselves. They were seeking greatness. It was not about God. It was not about His revealed will. It was about what they wanted. Does that sound familiar in our world today? Who else does that sound like? Satan. Before God created all that we see, He created the angels. And Satan, by the way, was the chief, I'll call him worship angel. Okay? And he took one third of heaven's angels with him when he fell. What did he want? He wanted to be like the Most High.
Amen.
He had pride. That's why God hates pride. I believe that's why God hates pride so much. He does. If you go in Proverbs, you'll find that one of the seven great sins in God's eyes is pride. It's number one. As kings and kingdoms rose to world power, they built towers. The Twin Towers. What happened to them? They're gone. Then we have the Sears Tower in Chicago, right? Sears Tower, everybody's heard of that? Used to be the tallest building, right? What happened to Sears? They're gone. Okay? The towers of the ancient world boasted of powers and glories of the people or civilizations it built. Now, their heights would bear witness to the heights attained by their builders. They stood as symbols in a visible form. You can see them. Of the kingdoms that built them. Who knows the most famous statue ever built? It's Nebuchadnezzar's statue. What was it, 90 feet tall, 9 feet wide? Everybody's going to bow down and worship it? Where is it today? Gone. Connection between towers and greatness as revealed in Migdal has continued today. As America rose to world power, the towers rose. We didn't have all these super big skyscrapers back in the 1800s or the early 1900s. We didn't. As America rose in world power, or to world power, the towers rose. 20th century, when America reached the height of power and greatness, no nation or empire has ever reached the levels that America has. Its towers, its skyscrapers, would reach heights that no other man-made structure would get to. First one was the Empire State Building. Empire State Building. The second one, I think, were, you could argue, Sears Tower or the Twin Towers. Twin Towers, though, were not built. Not built during America's rise, but during its fall. It was as a nation turned away from the moral and spiritual foundation on which it was built. It turned away from God and God's way. The Twin Towers were built during this time. 1973 is when they opened. I had to look that up. 1973. And we were talking earlier, the 60s and the 70s was really the counterculture. That's when America really escalated to fall from God. These towers were built at a time when America's power relative to the rest of the world was declining. What did we just come through? The Vietnam War. The most humiliating experience America, I think, ever had. Certainly militarily. Now, the towers are also linked to pride. The towers of the ancient world were also linked to pride and arrogance of the nations and of the kingdoms of civilizations and builders. Nebuchadnezzar was a super proud guy. In fact, we all know, I assume you know the story. Daniel went to Nebuchadnezzar. Apparently they were friends. And he said, and I'll just use my paraphrase. He said, hey buddy, God has sent me to give you a warning that if you don't turn from your pride, God's going to judge you. Now that's not exactly what he said, but that's what it amounted to. And so a year later, Nebuchadnezzar is out on his palace and he's looking out at this great city. He's saying, look at all this great city that I have built. That's called pride. And almost instantly, he was reduced to an animal to live in the fields for 7 years. And when he was given his sanity back by God, the first words came out of his mouth were praises to God. You see, pride is a horrible thing. To seek greatness and power and glory apart from God and in defiance of His will is pride. If you want greatness, you want power and glory, I'll tell you how you get it. You be a servant. Greatest in the kingdom of God are the servants.
Amen.
Totally different from the world. Jesus was the number one servant who's ever lived. He literally came to give His life an atonement for our sin. That's why He came and died. The Tower of Babel is another example of pride. The towers of nations became monuments to their pride and their arrogance. As America turned away from God, the Twin Towers rose from the earth. Do you know what? In the beginning of a nation's judgment, that what is high and lifted up is brought low. Isaiah 2:12. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty, upon everything lifted up, and it shall be brought low. Isaiah 2:17. The loftiness of man shall be bowed down. The haughtiness of men shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. When you desire pride, when you desire greatness, you are not in the will of God. You are not. You will be bowed down. Your pride shall be brought low. And I don't care who you are. The Lord will be exalted. The Lord and the Lord only will be exalted. In that day, the pride of man is judged. That which is lifted up is brought down. Civilization under judgment will see that which it is lifted up and set on high will be cast to the ground. We think we're something special. You've heard for maybe decades, America is special. America is no different than any other nation when we turn our backs on God. A civilization under judgment. What's good examples? Historically, the Tower of Babel. How about the walls of Babylon? You could literally drive chariots on top of that wall. Huge, huge wall. Solid as a rock. Nobody could get through the walls of Babylon. But the Persians did. The Persians did. They found a way. You see, when you put your pride in something, that something will be taken away. America had its pride in money until 2008. Now, I fear we're going back the same way again. God will not stand that. He will not tolerate that. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's what he said. That's what he meant. The Twin Towers were brought down on 9/11. In the days of a nation's judgment, its high places are broken down by enemies. Ezekiel 16:39. I will also give you into their hand. Wow. They shall throw down your shrines and break down your high places. They shall also strip you of your clothes, take your beautiful jewelry, and leave you naked and bare. Beloved, we've been warned throughout Scripture. Wow. The Scripture speaks not only of our high and lofty places, but it says something else. Isaiah 2:15. Upon every high tower and upon every fortified wall. Listen. We used to be the number one nation in the world in education. We are now like last of all the industrialized nations. We used to have the greatest military in the world and still do. But we have put our pride in that military. Do you know what's going to happen? God's going to take care of that. He will not tolerate that. You can already see it happening. You can already see it happening. Our military is not going to be the greatest in the world. It is not. And I know that's sacrilege. I get that. But I'm telling you, based on the Word of God, it's going to fall. Now, I didn't say it'd be militarily defeated. I said it will not be what it was. And it will not. It will be a day of alarm against the high towers. According to Isaiah, it will be a day when the towers fall. It is a sign of a fallen nation. When the high towers fall to the earth, a nation's judgment is beginning. Based on the Word of God, I'm here to tell you, 9/11, America's judgment started. It has continued. 2008 was another shaking. There is another shaking coming. What God does, and here's the pattern how God works. You see it throughout the book of Judges. A people sin. God sends judgment. He gives a chance to repent. When we don't repent, He sends more judgment. Only worse. What do we got now? COVID. That's worse than 2008. God's going to give us another chance to repent, beloved. And if we don't, we'll get something worse than COVID. We will. Not because I say so, because the Word of God says so. It's the pattern of God. He is about redemption. But He's about convicting of sin too. God does not want anyone to die. God wants everyone to be saved. Period. I would that all would be saved and none would be lost. That's what the Word of God says. The same sign that appeared to ancient cities and kingdoms now appeared in America. Listen, I don't know where you were on 9/11, but I was in Montreal, Canada at a trade show. And I couldn't get back until Thursday. And then I couldn't fly back. I had to drive back from Ottawa down here. That was a long drive. And I had my boss in the car. That was a long drive. And she had too much Coke. She was like, you know, just like when I drink too much Diet Coke, you know, I get mouthy, you know? She's the same way. She drove us crazy. Drove us crazy. But you know, that's where I was. And just about everybody remembers where they were on 9/11. The entire world saw it. Never before in our history have we been able to see anything anywhere in the world that goes on. We can now do that via satellite, via television, internet. The enemy attacked the gate. It was the weakest and most vulnerable part in the wall. That's why in ancient times they would always... I mean, they wouldn't go against the wall. They would go against the gate. Because it's the weakest spot. We tried to strengthen the gate by building towers. The beginning of a nation's judgment, the enemy will attack the towers at the gate. In ancient times, if they had a gate, that gate was attached to a wall on each side. It was. It's the only way it would stand up. So what did they do? They attacked the gate and the towers next to the gate to destroy that city. that kingdom. Now, in ancient times, they built a tower on each side of the gate. We've seen it. If you look at castles, that's the way it is. They would have twin towers, if you will. On 9/11, judgment began as the enemy attacked the twin towers that stood at America's gate. It was a warning from God that judgment has begun. Here's the issue. Most did not get it, and still don't, and some did.
Amen.
We are part of the dids. The tower is a visible sign of a nation. American civilization was founded for the purposes of God. I don't care what the secularists say, 52 out of 55 signers of the Constitution were Christians. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a really high percentage. America ascended to heights no other civilization has ever attained, and that's because of one thing only, God's blessing. Period. That's it. God's blessing. America became a high tower, a great high tower, which turned against the foundation it had been built on. When you take the foundation out, the walls will crumble. Unless America returns to that foundation, the tower is going to fall. We must repent and return to the Lord. We have no choice. God is giving us the option. He's giving us the opportunity. He's giving us the chance to turn our lives back to Him. If we do not repent, and this is strong language, America will be destroyed as Babylon was destroyed, as Media Persia was destroyed, as Greece was destroyed, as Rome was destroyed from within. Do I believe that Russia or China or somebody's going to attack us? Not really. I don't believe that at all. What I do believe is that we will be destroyed from within. And we will just kind of implode and go away. In the book of Revelation, and I'm not going to share that now, in the book of Revelation, we are not there. You won't find us. And why is that? There are five theories, and I'll go over them another time. But they're all theories, no one knows. Beloved, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble in America. And it's only getting worse. And we have some of the worst leadership we've ever had. And they are absolutely incompetent. And I don't care what party you ascribe to. If they don't follow the Lord Jesus Christ, they have no business being in leadership. We need legislators and presidents and cabinet and all that, and Supreme Court people to follow the living God. Because the way we've been going the last 60 years with liberals and everybody else in those command positions, we've done nothing but go downhill. And it's escalated. And it's only going to get worse. Part of my job as a preacher, as a pastor, is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. We need to hear the truth, even though it's not what we want to hear. I mean, I would really like to live in like this fairy tale land where everything's great and wonderful, wouldn't you? But the reality is it's not. And we as Christians need to stand up and start sharing the gospel, the truth of Christ, and let people know that they can have a different life. Not a better or worse life, a different life with Jesus Christ. And they can go to heaven someday through Christ. We need to share every opportunity we get. I mean, I have opportunities to a simple little thing like a face mask. I know Chuck has opportunities. I hope everyone here is getting opportunities. I'm telling you, time's getting short. Really short. Judgment's going to continue until we as a nation turn back to the living God. That's what the Bible tells us. It's not about me. It's about the Word of God. Let's all stand.